The World Health Organization has formally declared the coronavirus a pandemic. The move comes as some Florida colleges and universities prepare to suspend in-person classes and shift toward online learning. As fears of contagion spread, Governor Ron DeSantis is now limiting access to nursing homes and assisted living facilities. I'm Lynn Hatter. Florida A&M, Florida State, and the University of Florida are among the schools that have announced plans to move their classes online. It comes as the number of coronavirus infections continues to increase. The decision also comes amid the spring break season when tens of thousands of students are expected to head home or travel. Governor Ron DeSantis calls the response prudent.
I think because you have the ability to do distance learning, they'll be able to do that and not miss a huge beat. And they're going to continue to monitoring the situation and then make the best decisions that they can. And so I think that those were prudent steps.
It also follows increasing concerns about community spread, where people can be infected but don't know how or where the contact occurred. Florida was recently cited as one of the four states where community spread is occurring, but Governor Ron DeSantis disputes that.
We discussed, because that three-person cluster in Broward can all be linked to the cruise ship, that technically doesn't qualify as community spread, which would be multiple people who we don't know where they got it from. We haven't necessarily gotten to that point yet.
Coronavirus is similar to the flu. It attacks the upper respiratory system. It's spread through coughing and sneezing. Two people in Florida have died from the illness. The state now has 28 cases of infection. Florida will now restrict visitation to facilities like nursing homes and assisted living facilities, as seniors are especially vulnerable to the worst effects of the virus due to underlying medical conditions.
And so these are the following individuals who are going to be temporarily prohibited from visiting these facilities. So any person infected with COVID-19 who has not had two consecutive negative test results separated by at least 24 hours, any person showing or presenting signs or symptoms of a respiratory infection, any person who has or may have been in close contact with a person infected with COVID-19 who has not tested negative.
The move comes as Washington State deals with an outbreak of the virus in a dozen nursing homes that's killed 21 people and sickened more than 260 others. Florida's presidential primary is Tuesday. DeSantis says the election will proceed as scheduled. However, for polling locations in places like assisted living facilities, the governor is urging local supervisors of elections to change course. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.